brother. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex.
By the way, this came out a few weeks ago and fell under the radar. But the Malawi Voice is reporting, and we've done some ferreting and confirmed it, 131 children vaccinated at gunpoint in Africa. And the UN's been caught doing this through their subsidiaries before. That's coming up. Webster Tarpley, finishing up with you, and I appreciate you joining us, your courage to go to Libya. And hopefully we'll have a end of this bloody war for all sides. Continuing, from your economic analysis as an economist and a historian, uniquely suited, in the 4 minutes we've got left, if the current course of global austerity and banker hegemon continues on its current trajectory, what is going to happen to this country and the world?
Well, the immediate threat now is this question of the debt limit, and I'm in favor of raising the debt limit with no conditions attached, because if you don't do that, what is it? We're told that we don't need the government, we only have the market, and the market is more than enough. I'm afraid this is false. This is historically not true. You would get chaos. You would indeed get a catastrophe. I think the catastrophe is much worse than what Geithner has talked about. Specifically, the dollar is a reserve currency. What does that mean? It means that central banks all over the world have their reserves in dollars, right? That's less than it used to be, some euros, some gold, some other things, but the vast majority still dollars. Now, if the United States doesn't pay on the Treasury bonds will have a sharp collapse in price. That means interest rates go up. The dollar will have a sharp collapse, maybe a panic. Maybe you'll have finally everybody rushing for the exits. And at that point, the central bank reserves of the world will be devalued. At that point, you will have a world panic. And a world panic is measured in megadeaths. It's measured in millions of people who won't make it. Maybe not here, some here, I'm sure, but, you know, maybe more in Somalia or some other poorer parts of the world. Therefore, if you want to have a new reserve currency, that's a great idea. But then again, you need something that looks very much like the U.S. Treasury market, with $1 trillion a day of turnover and the ability to take just about any amount of paper and turn it into money, trillions, if necessary, of dollars, any day. That's liquidity.
So you're going with the model of flooding the people with money because they're already devaluing. They're just flooding the banksters with money.
I would avoid the default. I think the default would be catastrophic, and people who say otherwise are wrong. Now, in terms of what to do, fight back.
But Webster, the default's already technically happened. The Chinese government said that.
The Chinese are crybabies.
Really? Ron Paul? Look, debating debt ceilings, they've already created a debt system impossible to pay.
Yeah, it has to be reformed. But the way to do it is not a deflationary panic crash that gets you worse than the Great Depression within a couple of months. The Chinese should butt out of the internal affairs of the United States. I'm not interested in the Chinese whining that they bought these bonds. That was a very foolish investment for them to begin with, so they get more or less what they bargained for. I'm not a lawyer for the Chinese, and the Republican Party seems to want to pay the Chinese before they pay the American people. I'm not for that. I think that we don't have a default. We have not had a default. And the idea to blur the line, I think, is also misleading. Rather, what can we do? These rating agencies are attacking the United States. Now, I've often said those guys should be trembling in the dock, waiting for the sentences, dressed in orange jumpsuits based on what they did in 07 and 08. And in Italy, the man of the hour is a guy called Michele Ruggiero, R-U-G-G-E-R-O. Michele Ruggiero is the Italian state prosecutor of Trani, T-R-A-N-I. This is down in the heel of the boot.
And he's looking into the debt rating agency fraud.
He raided them. He went with the finance guards, the Italian Guardia di Finanza. He raided the ratings agencies and demanded to know, what are your connections? Is this a conspiracy? What are you doing?
We'll continue to track this as it unfolds. Thank you so much for spending time with us. Tarpley.net. Follow us at Twitter. Real Alex Jones at Twitter.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Into hour number three. We have not one but two guests joining us to break down the incredible developments in this whole News Corp Fox hacking situation over in England. The star witness dying mysteriously, the police who are under investigation, the head police chief of Scotland Yard stepping down, the head Metropolitan Police Commissioner stepping down. Magically, then this guy dies mysteriously, and the cops, within minutes of getting to the body, say, no foul play, we're not investigating, go away. That's a sure sign there's a cover-up. Princess Diana, no foul play in 5 minutes. Dr. David Kelly, when they murdered the head weapons inspector for not going along with the WMD lies, total foul play, been proven by the Hutton inquiry in England. This woman being hung and killed out in L.A. at the big pharma chief's house. Police say no foul play within minutes. Boom. I mean, it's a telltale sign, because if cops show up and some guy's dead in the woods and he's got a needle in his arm, and, you know, sure, it looks like an O.D., they still do an autopsy. They say, we don't know. When they say, we know right away, that means they want to put out the official story that there's no foul play, because there was foul play. That's a telltale sign in the way they operate. And even though it's obvious when they do it so the cops who are involved in the investigation know this is the official story. You stick with it. Those announcements aren't for the public. It's for the cops. You go along with this or you're dead next. And the cases of police departments killing their own officers are legion. Or that Carnaby CIA commander being pulled over by the Houston police special unit. He stands up, they shoot him and kill him. Now, these are executions. Okay, I want to go to Pamela, Sean, Annetta, Mike, and Mark. I apologize for making you hold for 30 minutes while Tarpley was on. And then I'm going to get into Toll Road news. I'm going to get into anthrax news. And I've got a Colbert video I want to play that analyzes and breaks down the whole Rick Perry thing. Not because Colbert is even being honest in his satire. It illustrates the left-right paradigm beautifully and how Colbert's attack and the left's attack on Rick Perry will make conservatives vote for Al Gore's former chief of staff. I'm going to break this down coming up, but let's go quickly to your calls. Pamela in New York, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I would like to pray a hedge of protection around you, your wife, your children, and your staff, and all your guests to you complete your mission.
Well, God bless you, ma'am. I need those prayers. I cherish them, and I can feel them. And the only reason I'm here is because of the prayers of everyone. Thank you.
And the very measures that we have put in place to safeguard our liberties are what has become the threat to liberty itself. Now, Alex?
Yes, ma'am.
One more thing. Did you see before it was news about the man in Nashville, Tennessee, who went to the airport after taking two Viagra pills?
No, I haven't seen this.
Do you want me to read a little bit to you? You need a little humor today,
well,
Alex?
What news agency is this from? Because we need to write about it and get our good friend Matt Drudge at DrudgeReport.com to link to it. We know he... what news source is this from?
BeforeIt'sNews.com.
Oh, yeah. No. And that's a news aggregator. So who are they reporting on? Generally, they'll have a link to the original source.
It says the Washington Fancy.
Okay, tell me the story. What's the headline again?
Man takes Viagra for TSA pat down.
Guys, pull that up. I want to see that. Man takes Viagra for TSA pat down. Sure, go ahead.
I'm a travel agent, and this TSA thing, when you get going on it, I get going on it, and it just makes me want to scream, too. It's just so...
Well, CNN even reports that $20 billion a year is lost in tourism and hotels and things because of this. Has it hurt your business that what TSA's been doing?
It's down. It's down. People don't want to be touched. What's legal in the airport is illegal outside the airport.
I can't tell you how many people I know, and then people I talk to who know folks, who like to go see a boxing match or UFC or shows in Vegas, and they don't go now. They're like, why should we go? We're going to be grabbed on. How many people I know that would go to Disneyland or Disney World? I know I would have gone, but I'm not going to have my children subjected to that because I physically couldn't control myself.
Me either.
So you're hearing that from your customers, that they're not traveling as much because of the groping?
Yes.
Mm.
Yes, I do.
Well, that's what the travel associations say. Okay, so read us part of the article.
Well, the bottom line is the 14-year veteran of airport security resigned shortly afterwards because he had to grope this man who went back into line like 8 times before they finally touched him. He took 2 Viagra before he got in line.
Yeah, let me read the headline. I remember the guy in the Speedos, but now we learn the rest of the story. Man takes Viagra, wears sweatpants for TSA pat-down. Nashville International Airport. We got to get this up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. A Wyoming man walked through TSA checkpoint with a raging erection Tuesday, daring TSA officers and even fellow passengers to give him an invasive pat-down. I'm next, Warren Kelvin, 34, screamed as he pushed to the front of the line security, according to TSA officials. See, this takes their enjoyment away when you want it. This is a great tactic. I'm not saying I would do this myself. Kelvin had ingested 2 Viagra and wore sweatpants without boxers for the Southwest flight from Nashville to Phoenix.
I thought he was carrying a baton in his pants, said Amanda Watershed, second shift supervisor at A Terminal at Nashville International Airport. And then it goes on to say that he went through the thing four times before they would do it, and it freaked out the people that were ordered to grab it. Well, good. It freaks people out to be grabbed. And finally, the TSA's like, I'm not, wow, this is incredible. This is incredible. Anything else?
Well, you know, this just leads me to think, if on a certain day, maybe in the beginning of September, anybody who's in the airport, when they walk in, they start to take their clothes off. You know, we need a group of nudists to go in who really don't care about this stuff and just stand there and strip.
Well, it's a family show. I don't want to go much further, but thank you, Pamela, for holding. Sini in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi,
Shawnee.
Alex.
Hey.
Yes, Shawnee. I want you to know that you are in my prayers. And when I say you, I mean you, your family, your staff, their family are in my prayers. And I pray honestly for you. Okay. My second thing is, I don't know if you have heard this, and it wasn't directly told to me, but I'm awake, so I hear things when someone say something to me. I know this veteran. And we were talking one day, and he said, oh, I've been out trying to get this trailer moved onto this property. And I said, oh, what kind of property? What kind of trailer? And so he said, a farming trailer, tractor that you use for farming, you know, to till the land,
sure,
or whatever. So he said, well, I said, what are you planning on growing on your land like that? And so he said, well, whatever the government give me to grow or allow me to grow on it. So I'm thinking maybe it's something, some kind of project they have going on with.
Well, no, they do. Under the executive orders, they have a martial law program where they will basically, I can read the executive orders. You can just type in executive orders for forced work brigades for farming and industrial uses. And then they're talking about, in the Depression, they're engineering. They just want to bring us into it slowly so we don't wake up too fast like the boiling frog. They want to turn the heat up slow to put us into forced work brigades. So he's in the military, and he's talking about farming.
Yes, he's an ex-veteran that was in the military, yes.
Oh, so he's talking about getting government grants to do it.
Well, I don't know. He didn't really come out and tell me, but he did tell me that, you know, whatever the government give him to grow on the land, that's what he's going to grow on the land. So I don't know. Apparently, they're going to give him money to do this, because I know he's not going to just do it for free, because he's all about making money. You know what I mean?
Very interesting. Try to send us some more info on that. Anything else?
Okay. No, that's it. That's all I wanted to say, and I just wanted you to know that God is got your back. So.
Well, I need it, and you know, I just think about the responsibility I have, and then how I. I'm just a regular person like everybody else, and the responsibility that I need to do a better job and really realize the influence I have. And so thank you for the prayers. I need it, and I am humbled. By the way, I got to reading this article a little bit closer. The Washington Fancy says in small print under the headline, your leading misleading source of politics. So I think this is satire, but still entertaining. About the man takes Viagra, wears sweatpants for TSA pat-down. That is a satire article similar to the Onion. Annetta in Virginia. Go ahead, Annetta.
Yes, hello, Alex. How are you?
Good. Welcome.
Thank you. I wanted to say thank you for doing everything that you're doing. You're helping me. And I wanted to say, as a token of my appreciation, did you get my shirt? I sent you a shirt.
I get a lot of shirts. What did it say on it?
It had geoengineering in the front with the pyramid and everything. And in the back it says, we the people. And it has, you have been warned in the back.
Yes, I got it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I just want to let you know that I'm, you know, letting everybody know. And that's one of the ways that I'm doing it.
What do you think about all of this news we've been covering?
I think it's just ridiculously horrible.
But things have got to get bad before they get better.
Exactly, and I think it's the calm before the storm, and I think everybody's waking up and doing their part.
Well, that's the good news, Annetta. Sorry we got to jump to break. Thank you so much. We'll get to Mike, Mark, Richard, Doug, and others, but I've got to get to this Rick Perry thing on the other side. I'm going to play the video and stop and start it and point out the propaganda that's in it. You see, the liberal and conservative fake movements prop each other up. Just because Stephen Colbert attacks somebody doesn't mean that person's good.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock a genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Okay, I'm not going to have time to play this whole five-minute piece, but the video's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And Stephen Colbert, a spinoff of Jon Stewart, and his brother runs the New York Stock Exchange. His name's not Stewart. They sell this globalist model and make fun of conservatives, make fun of Ron Paul and others. And so when conservatives and good people see Stephen Colbert making fun of Rick Perry, people think, well, he must be a good conservative. And they make fun of Jesus and they make fun of Christians. Rick Perry is cynically going to all these prayer meetings He's, again, Al Gore's former chief of staff in Texas, forced inoculations, NAFTA superhighways, toll roads, the list goes on and on. But by Colbert attacking him, that actually helps him with his base. See, people don't understand that. And then Colbert goes on and attacks separation of church and state, implying that a presidential candidate can't pray or be a Christian or can't go speak to Christians. This is very, very dangerous. That's why in schools, public schools, kids have been caught with Bibles just in their bag and they'll confiscate them. That's not separation of church and state. Separation of church and state says the state can't say there's an official subgroup of religion that you've got to follow and that you've got to go to church at this date and that government can make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or the press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble for a redress of grievances. First Amendment. So this is real tyranny that they put out as joking and funny, and people actually think it's illegal. It's illegal for Rick Perry to go speak to a group of Christians. And then Christians see Perry being bashed and think, oh, he must be good. This is how the left and right prop each other up. Here it is.
But I am intrigued by one candidate who hasn't declared yet, Texas governor and future Josh Brolin role, Rick Perry. And I am not the only one who is sporting a Texas Longhorn.
The new infatuation is Rick Perry, governor of Texas.
I'm very interested in Rick Perry.
Who's your dream candidate to get into the race?
I would love for Rick Perry to get into it.
This man needs to be president.
I completely agree. This man needs to be president. We haven't had a Texas governor in the White House for almost 3 years. Think of all the uncleared brush we've built up. And folks, Perry may be going for it. Because on August 6th, he is holding a rally called The Response.
This is Governor Rick Perry. And I'm inviting you to join your fellow Americans.
I told you he announced
prayer and fasting on behalf of our nation. With the economy in trouble, communities in crisis, and people adrift in a sea of moral relativism. We need God's help. I sincerely hope you'll join me in Houston on August the 6th and take your place in Reliance Stadium with praying people, asking God's forgiveness.
Yes, come pray and fast at Reliance Stadium, but bring your wallet, because at NFL concession stands, even nothing costs $12. Governor Perry knows that prayer is the only way to fix our problems, folks. As he told a group of donors with the tough challenges facing America, quote, it's time to just hand it over to God and say, God, you're going to have to
That's
fix
a real
this.
Quote.
Inspiring words. Perry has looked at our problem squarely in the eye and said, I got nothing. Jump in any time here.
This is all an attack on Christianity. The only group it's okay to attack.
Of course. After this, the atheists took a break from scratching in God We Trust off our nickels to attack the governor.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation is arguing that Perry's attendance violates the separation of church and state.
This is exclusively Christian. It is absolutely crosses the line of church and state.
Not true, godless man cube.
Attack the First Amendment.
The response rally is open to everyone. Its website clearly states that people of all ages, races, and backgrounds will be in attendance to proclaim Jesus as Savior. See? It doesn't cross the line between church and state. It erases it.
All right, let's stop right there. And it goes on. That is a brazen front line. It goes on for three more minutes. Attack on the First Amendment. Of course, the First Amendment's freedom of assembly. Rick Perry can go speak anywhere he wants to whoever he wants. I mean, presidents speak to Muslim religious meetings. Do they attack the Muslims and freak out and hyperventilate over that and talk about separation of church and state? They're saying that a political candidate who's not even announced, even if he has announced, can't go speak to a group of Christians. That's like saying you can't be a Christian and be president. Why do they only attack Christianity? They would never have a show making fun of Buddhists. They would never have one making fun of Muslims. Why are they attacking Christianity? Because the tenets of Christianity, if they were actually looked at, are the opposite of the New World Order anti-human system that we're all just animals, so let the globalists do whatever they want with us, and we don't have any free will. So an attack on the First Amendment by a bunch of fake liberals who are really Nazi anti-American scum, and it helps Rick Perry.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
When it all crashes down, what would it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? We're going to two guests, one in Japan via video Skype, the other in Britannia, here in just a moment. Before we go to them, I also want to get a little bit into the cops rolling out the iPhone apps to face scan you. Told you that was coming. Little tidbit of news. They've for years had street pole cameras up scanning your faces already. But I wanted to tell you about eFoods Direct one-year food supply giveaway. Each week in July, eFoods Direct will be giving away an entire one-year supply of durable foods to a lucky winner. That's over $1,700 worth of free food you can store for you and your family, for emergencies, or until you need it, with a 15-year shelf life. To sign up, all you need to do is go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and click on their banners, or simply go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, enter to win. No purchase is necessary to enter. We will be announcing the winners each Friday on the show after they are contacted by eFoods Direct first. And they got a whole lot of big specials running right now that are about to end. eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. Also, I want to tell you about PureWaterFreedom.com. Made in America, whole house, tabletop, water bottles, under the sink. They got the whole system for you to affordably remove fluoride and other toxins from your tap water. Visit one word, PureWaterFreedom.com. They have a full line of household filters, as I said, a whole variety of them. The reverse osmosis systems will filter radioactive isotopes that they admit are building up all over the U.S. from Fukushima and the big fires at Los Alamos. And I said their filters are made in the USA. Infowars.com to find their banner, or go to purewaterfreedom.com today to take control of your food and water supply. Again, both those sponsors, eFoodsDirect.com for food, purewaterfreedom.com for water. And lastly, or another way to really take control, is backyard food production. When crisis hits and food is scarce, you want to have the tools to protect the ones you love. Marjorie Wildcraft is a nationally recognized expert in backyard food production. She's got amazing DVDs and audio CDs. She offers an affordable video tutorial that is the fastest way to learn how to grow an abundance of food with limited space. Just don't do it up in Michigan or they'll arrest you. That's how much they don't want you to. Take the first step in getting off the grid today. Go to backyardfoodproduction.com. That's backyardfoodproduction.com. This video will supply you with a step-by-step reference that could save your life. Go to backyardfoodproduction.com and learn the essential tools needed to be in charge of your food supply production. Check out the video, go to backyardfoodproduction.com or see their banner on InfoWars.com. That's backyardfoodproduction.com. And lastly, every Tuesday or Wednesday, and it's going to start being daily updates soon, we have an exclusive, detailed article, photos, videos, you name it, on key subjects that wake people up that go out specifically to the InfoWars insiders. It's absolutely free. You go to the top of InfoWars.com. And you just sign up there at the top. You just put your email in, and boom, you'll get the exclusive emails, videos, photos, articles. And the one today I helped work on with Kurt Nemo is Tyrants Gone Wild. And it just boils down the banning of free speech, the banning of gardens, the attacks on liberty, a whole bunch of the most recent examples, and how it really illustrates the system's getting scared. So, again, go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. On the right-hand side, you'll see the InfoWars Insider. Just put your email in there, and it's going to be sent out at about 3 o'clock today if you want to get that exclusive information and then pass it on to your friends and family. Now, for the balance of the hour, my friends, we are joined by a couple of great researchers, and I wanted to get both of their perspectives on what's happening over in the UK right now, because this could bring down the UK Prime Minister with major geopolitical ramifications. This could bring down Rupert Murdoch and the News Corp empire. Undoubtedly, Media Matters has been caught trying to infiltrate News Corp and, quote, sabotage and, quote, destroy them. So they should get in trouble as well. So definitely there's politics here, but still, something is going on here. The main lead investigator, the main lead whistleblower, that caused the police chief to be brought down, of the Metro, the head of Scotland Yard to be brought down, a News Corp exec to be arrested in big hearings in England, was found dead. He told friends and family, they're going to kill me, they're after me. The police, within minutes of finding the body at his house, said, nothing going on, nothing suspicious, move along. And we've got all this news here. So we're joined by James Corbett of The Corbett Report and Tony Gosling of Bilderberg.org, both great journalists and researchers, to break this down. But here's the headlines coming out today. News International, that's the News Corp division in the UK, deliberately blocked investigations. London Guardian, the Murdoch rot is deeper than hacking scandal and larger than the Murdoch empire. The Excavator News. London Independent, hacking crisis edges closer to UK Prime Minister David Cameron. Also, Buckingham Palace, godsmacked by Andy Coulson's appointment as David Cameron's aides. He headed up the News of the World and these operations, now working right inside the government. News Corp stock shot back up yesterday after Murdoch, you know, denied any involvement and said that, said that he knew nothing like Sergeant Schultz. Rupert Murdoch's sewer press son attacks Tony Farrell, the police terrorism investigator who said that 9/11 and 7/7 are inside jobs, so they're back at their normal business of covering up the truth. Gentlemen joining us, Tony Gosling and James Corbett. We talked to Tony earlier in the week. He's going to be with us in a moment, but let's first talk to James Corbett joining us from Japan, who's been filing reports on this. What is your take on these developments?
Well, first, thank you for having me on about this, especially this story, which I think is absolutely so important right now. But I think what this story is essentially it's an onion, and we're just peeling back the layer after layer after layer and getting closer to the heart. And I imagine we're not going to get down to bedrock. We're not going to find the heart of the onion, but we are going to peel off quite a few layers, and some heads are going to roll, whether figuratively or unfortunately, in some cases, literally, as we've already seen with the death of the whistleblower, as you already pointed out. But I think what we're seeing here, there's definitely politics going on, and there's definitely a reason that this was coming out at this time. I think the fact that Murdoch was going for the B Sky B network and trying to consolidate the power even more in Europe, just as this came to a head, I think that's more than coincidental. But regardless of why this is happening or how it's coming out right now or how much of the truth we're going to get, I think this is still a golden opportunity for people who are trying to expose the absolute horrific, revolting, disgusting things that these vermin were doing in the name of selling a few newspapers. I mean, hacking into the phones of dead children. I mean, you just could not get any more disgusting than this. And the fact that it's a vast criminal conspiracy. I mean, this is where conspiracy theorizing meets conspiracy fact. I mean,
and the bribing of police, you've got that going on, and it's just the beginning, and now you've got the whistleblower dead, and the police say, move along. That's really suspicious.
It's not only suspicious, it actually goes to the heart of the scandal, because the question is, who do you get to investigate a death like that? It's obviously not the Metropolitan Police, who, as you say, are deeply implicated in this scandal. It's clearly not the Parliament, which is obviously going to be beholden to the Prime Minister, who's deeply implicated in the scandal. It's not the press, because obviously they're deeply implicated
in the scandal.
It's
not Scotland Yard, because they're deeply involved. I mean, who do you get to do it?
Clearly, this is an absolute institutional breakdown, and I think for the people of Britain, this is an absolute key moment to really grasp what the power structure is and how it operates. But the way I see this, basically, I think this exposes how government is just this vast reservoir of power that's been centralized and put into this place where politicians can then be put in the back pockets of media moguls or whoever has the money to buy them up, and they can put their snoot into the vast reservoir of power and drink from it whenever they need it, whenever they need a regulation changed or a law enforced or wherever they need Scotland Yard to look the other way. And this exposes that dark heart, which is why it's such an important story. And I hope people are really following this closely, because I think basically we're vampire hunters and there's the New World Order vampire. And we've got a big, fat wooden stake in our hand ready to drive it through their heart. And I
sure
think this story is something we can use to do that.
I want to come back to James Corbett of CorbettReport.com here in just a moment, but going to former BBC investigator, radio host, and Bilderberg sleuth, Tony Gosling. Tony, looking at this, clearly the old BBC order is in trouble. Clearly, Murdoch was consolidating power and his political minions. So there's a power struggle going on here. But you add this death to this. I mean, who would stand to gain by the investigator dying? They admit that this could bring down the Prime Minister. What can you tell us about your intel being there in England and all your media sources about the mysterious death of the whistleblower, who we know told his neighbors that they're coming to get me? I'm hiding in my house with the lights off. And then he's found dead, and the police within 20 minutes say, move along, not suspicious, and don't give us any details. What do you know about Mr. Hoare?
Yeah, Sean Hoare. He was a kind of old traditional style Fleet Street journalist, someone who'd been working on tabloid papers for many years, from before the Murdoch era. So he was kind of an interesting character because he was quite an honest guy. And he obviously didn't like the kind of work that they were putting him to. Thankfully, BBC Panorama interviewed him before he died. So we've got all of his information on record. But of course, that doesn't mean to say he can stand up in court now and testify against Andy Corson. And that's, it seems, quite clear that the guy's been assassinated. It's Bedfordshire Police that will investigate it. And, of course, they've already come out with some statement from their PR department saying that there's nothing suspicious here. And it's a bit weird, Alex, because the last time I was talking to you earlier in the week, the police were stood over Sean Hall's body, scratching their heads and wondering what was going on. It was just literally, just the story broke just literally after I was speaking to you. But I think... what James was talking about there, what is at the heart of this onion? I think what we've got here is becoming clearer and clearer that the links between these three major institutions, that is Downing Street and News International and also the Scotland Yard, are Masonic links. This is one of the things that's come out in many little bits and pieces of books over the years.
I mean, it's the Masonic Mafia. That's been big national news in England, for those that don't know, that you can't become a judge or a high-level barrister or even get a job now if you're not a Mason, and that's a form of discrimination, and you're saying there's that nexus point between the head of News of the World going to work for Cameron and the police. Please continue.
Yeah, so I think it's becoming pretty clear. It even came out in a Guardian article about 3 weeks ago that one of the characters involved in this affair from News International had been going round. Actually, he managed to recruit a Masonic police officer who went round recruiting various tax officials, we're talking about customs officials, people like this who had access to private information for the specific purpose of selling that information to News International and giving them the guarantee that there would be no prosecution because he was a senior police officer. This was all happening within Masonic lodges in central London. So that's actually exposed. It was fascinating to hear Simon Hughes, the chairman of the Liberal Democrat Party, on Newsnight, which is the BBC's main news programme in the evenings here, last week, actually saying, we have to make sure that whoever's in charge of this judicial inquiry into phone hacking, because of the horrific nature of, you know, the hacking into phones of dead soldiers and this kind of thing, and this is what's upset the establishment so much in Britain. And we have to make sure that this is not a Freemason. And this was actually said on national television on the main news programme. So it's not just me saying this. This is the highest echelons of the Liberal Democrat Party making it quite clear that they want to make sure that there is no suspicion that the judge in charge of this judicial inquiry into phone hacking is in any way connected through some sort of secret society with some of the main players involved. This kind of thing has come out through really simply through looking at interesting connections between individuals, revolving door syndrome, you know, where they're working at News International, suddenly they pop up working at Downing Street, and then suddenly they disappear and pop up again at Scotland Yard.
How is common purpose involved? I mean, this is sensational to have even the government talking about we can't have Masons investigating this. I mean, sensational is the only word. For those that don't know, they love to use the secrecy.
You're being a little generous, Alex. You're being a bit generous to the Liberal Democrats saying that they are government. Even though they are in the coalition, they're very, very much the junior partner. And because Nick Clegg is such a weak character, that's one of the reasons why I say that. You know, he's the Liberal Democrat leader, but he's basically, he's simply the fag, the public schoolboy fag from public school of David Cameron. He just runs around doing everything that David wants him to do and trying desperately to please David, who could never be pleased enough. But I was listening to all the commentary today from the House of Parliament with Cameron really on the ropes, being interrogated by all these many legally trained MPs, and it was quite clear that he is playing exactly the same game as Rupert Murdoch was yesterday, and that's the some of the police.
Well, Murdoch played the part of a quisling who couldn't find his pants and was like, gee, Sonny, they let me out of the nursing home to come to this.
That's right. He was exactly right, and he was saying that, we didn't know, we didn't know, we didn't know. Well, one thing I can tell you as an insider who's worked in journalism in London in the 1990s is that everybody knows, except maybe the public, that Rupert Murdoch is intensely, intensely interested in how journalists get stories. Every story that appears in one of his newspapers, which is a major sensation of any sort, he will be immediately, it doesn't matter if he's flying across from one part of the world to the other, on the phone to that journalist, how did you get that story? Well done. You know, this kind of thing. And he wants to know everything about the way his organisation is operating. So for him to stand there, or actually sit down at the Cultural Media Sports Select Committee yesterday and say, I didn't know, and this is all a big surprise.
Well, here's the issue. I want to go back to Corbett for a minute and then back to you, but going to James Corbett, More and more, this is looking like it could bring down the Cameron government. But then what do we get from that? And how will this affect News International and News Corp and other divisions around the world, James?
A very important question, because we have to be very careful not to let them get us to throw them in the briar patch and give them the power to regulate free speech in the press even more. Because, as you know, I mean, Britain is just a terrible place for free speech as it is. It has nothing even close to the First Amendment types of guarantees of freedom of speech. So certainly we wouldn't want to see even greater regulation of the press as a result of this, if that only indicates that basically whatever media, multimedia mogul billionaire can come along and buy some more politicians and have the whole scandal kick off again in the future. So I think the answer to this has to be a decentralization of power, and this is a greatly destabilizing event, and I think we could conceivably see the Cameron government fall over this at some point down the road. So it is a huge thing that's happening right now. And again, there's a lot of backroom politics taking place.
We're going to break.
I think one of the key things to understand about this is the establishment fighting with itself in Britain. Actually, the Conservative Party generally represents the establishment. What's happened is, because of the horrendous nature of this Murdoch activity, and also the fact that he's competing in a way with the official security service, he's running his own little intelligence gathering bunker at News International, that this has really split the Conservative Party from the sort of, shall we say, internationalist conservatives to the more nationalistic conservatives. And I think that the majority of the traditional conservative with a small C Tory party absolutely have had enough.
Stay there.
Water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water, with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Black Hawk, Eotech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light, with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All over. over the world, governments are now prosecuting whistleblowers who expose theft, corruption. We saw the NSA involved in a bunch of thieving. One of their people blows the whistle on it. They indict him. He just got probation last week. We see this whistleblower being killed, telling neighbors they're coming to kill me, hiding in his house in the dark. The police show up and tell the press, don't worry, nothing going on here. And then talking to Tony Gosling, he's talking about conservative members of the Conservative Party instead of the David Cameron carbon tax internationalist who were just, you know, part two of Gordon Brown. You know, trying to basically dominate England and control it. Is that what you were getting at, Tony Gosling?
Yes, Alex. I mean, essentially, we're talking about a lot of retired military, a lot of retired professional people really make up the establishment. And the establishment in this country is like a big oil tanker. Cameron is trying to turn that oil tanker around, failing miserably, letting down the party. Many people in the party, including Christopher Shale, who was David Cameron's immediate boss, he died at the Glastonbury Pop Festival a few weeks ago in mysterious circumstances. He was saying in a leaked memo 2 days before he died that the Conservative Party was losing its way, were a bunch of spivs, and this kind of thing. And so you can see what's going on here. You've got basically Cameron is a kind of infiltrator inside the Conservative Party, and they've realised this now, the Tory Party, or at least many of the traditional Conservatives in the establishment, and they're trying to get rid of him because they know he'll lose the next election and destroy the economy if they let him stay.
And you've got all these deaths taking place, which shows this is only the tip of the iceberg, blackmail, private intelligence groups, you name it, going on. Stephen Corbett, what do you, Stephen Corbett, James Corbett, I was playing Stephen Corbett earlier, James Corbett, a Corbett Report, what do you make of this war on whistleblowers all over the world, whether it's the D.C. madam or whether it's NSA people or now this whistleblower, and then out of the gates, the government saying, you know, no foul play, move along?
Right. Well, it's pretty obvious what the agenda here is overall, and that's to try to discredit anyone who does step forward with information from behind the scenes, because obviously that's the type of thing that can bring down governments. And I had a report up recently about the types of organizations that are supposed to be protecting whistleblowers, like the Project on Government Oversight and other groups like that, that are supposedly about saving the whistleblowers and protecting them, but are, you know, actually funded by the very foundations that are run by the Rockefellers and Carnegies and the usual suspects who have a vested interest in making sure that the truth doesn't get out. But I think another aspect of this whole Murdoch scandal that I hope doesn't get lost, and I've got a huge video report going up in the next couple of hours on CorbettReport.com, so I hope people will get that out, because it contains some of the clips of, for example, Murdoch talking about how he tried to use his media in the United States to shape the Iraq war policy and to try to promote the Bush war doctrine.
He said that in Davos 2 years ago.
That's right, exactly, to Bilderberg or Charlie Rose, who was interviewing him at the time. And I also got the clip of the Fox PR propaganda video that they put out about how they deliberately, consciously insert global warming propaganda into as many different shows as they possibly can so that they can help indoctrinate people into the
media. While leading the conservative movement, just like David Cameron, is a wolf in sheep's clothing, leading the Tea Party opposition-type folks in his country. Absolutely
right.
On target.
Take a look at James Murdoch, the guy who's obviously been being groomed to take over the whole kit and caboodle once Papa Murdoch dies. He's not only a non-executive director of GlaxoSmithKline, the wonderful, nourishing manufacturer of all those good, hearty, healthy vaccines, but he's also married to a woman who works for the Clinton Climate Initiative. So we have another billionaire family that's so obsessed with carbon footprints and all of this and the neo-eugenics of depopulation. So, again, it just keeps going down.
And that's why they've got Bill O'Reilly endorsing carbon taxes and VAT, because the big bankers in Murdoch are pretty much exempt from taxes. They want to raise our taxes. So in reality, they're funding Hillary Clinton and the rest of it.
News Corp paid negative taxes last year.
Yeah, we'll be. I'm going to go into overdrive. Main show's over. Internet only coming up. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.